Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
At MoMA, Cat Instagram has finally clawed its way into the art world. By Anna Vlesitz. Stephen Scherr was an Instagram artist way before there was Instagram. He shot to prominence in the 70s with carefully composed snapshots of parking lots, pancake breakfasts, and camping trips, beautiful banalities that future Instagrammers would try to emulate. Now that Scherr's actually on the platform, he averages a post a day, and a retrospective of his work, opening at New York's Museum of Modern Art in November, shows off 3 years' worth of his grams, including, obviously, a portrait of his beloved Himalayan cat, Oscar. Visitors will scan Scherr's feed on iPads, preserving the social media experience of the finger-flicking scroll and the luminous screen. Oh, and don't compare his animal photography to your own. When I take a photo of my cat, I'm well aware that there are millions of cat pictures on Instagram, he says. The image has to be strong and not depend on simply being a cat picture. In this moment with Oscar, the light was just right to highlight the deep pools of his eyes and the ferocity of his gaze. Scherr assures us his cat doesn't look this scary IRL.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now.
We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that over-delivers. Chubb over-delivers.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.